Hello. Hello out there in listening land. Good morning. Or maybe it's not morning where you are. Maybe it's not even today where you are. It's some other day. But today, in this moment, in this now, it's the winter solstice. December 21st, 2014. And we have been celebrating and counting down to the return of the light, which is today. We've made it. We have made it, people. The great emptying, I am seeing this as. Because not only is today the shortest and darkest day, it's also the new moon, so that amps up the energy even more. The new moon, which is the empty moon. So we are emptying on so many different levels. Have you been feeling it? I have. I'm ready for the refill. How's everybody feeling today on this beautiful solstice? I hope you have plans to celebrate all day and all night. Because I feel that this is more than the solstice. There's a lot going on planetarily, universally. Great shifts are in the works. So today, as we do every day, we'll start with some breath. Start with our breath, with some breathing. But first, I wanted to let you know that all of these 11 days that I've been with you have been here to support you. I hope that they have served you well. I hope that you may continue to use these tools and they serve you in the days to come in your expansion, awakening, opening, evolution. Each day is totally fresh and new to me, and I have no idea what the universe has in store for me to bring through to you. I show up as an open vessel and allow whatever it is to come through. Whatever it is that you are to be hearing, to come through my voice. I ask that the beings of the highest truth speak through me, and that this content awakens you and sets you free. Because one of my missions here is to bring freedom, is to help other people find freedom, to find freedom within myself on all levels, in every aspect of my life, and then to spread that out with the ripple effect. To all of you. So let's breathe freely in through the nose, out through the mouth, playfully. Try to make your in-breath and your out-breath an equal number of seconds. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. Pausing at the top of the in-breath before you exhale through your mouth. Breathe in through the nose. Pause. Exhale through the mouth. Breathe in through the nose. 2, 3, 4. Hold it. Exhale through the mouth. 2, 3, 4. So let's get into this rhythm for a few moments. In through the nose. Out through the mouth. Just continue on your own at whatever pace you have chosen. And when you breathe in the light. Breathe in the light that is growing and expanding and returning. Let it fill your whole body. Every cell. And then when you exhale, exhale anything less than that. So it's not like focusing on exhaling the darkness. It's focusing on anything that's less than the light, which has a totally different vibration. And is very effective. So breathe in the light through your nose. Expand it all throughout your body, everywhere. To every cell. Exhale anything less than that. breathe into all those places that might not see the light very much. And allow the light to expand and soften and nourish all of those places. And then exhale anything less than that. This is a powerful practice to just tune into your body, your own self, to use your own healing powers to feel better on every level. And when you filled your entire physicalness with the light, expand the light out beyond your body into the cellular structure of your energetic body. So you're breathing in through your nose, filling up your body, and then letting it bleed out into your energetic realm. As far out as feels right to you. So before we get too far out, let's remember to connect into ourselves. And let's go deep within ourselves to that place where our light resides and then shines forth from that place on most people, usually in your torso somewhere, in the heart, solar plexus, pelvis. Where can you go deep within you to find you? And you'll find when you find that place, it then opens to you. So as you find it, it opens to you and expands. It's a beautiful place. Sacred, powerful. And in that place, that sacred place that is you, that place where the essence of you really resides, lives deep within your body, infinitely within your body, in your physicalness. What does it look like? What do you want it to look like? Because you can create it. It can look like whatever you dream it to be. You can combine any type of land feature, any type of animal, any type of sky or planetary action. You might even have a few suns rising in the sky at different times during the day. In your sacred place, in your place of light, you're safe. This is a place to explore. This is a place to ask questions, to find answers. This is a place where you are truly you, and you can then take with you into your day and your life the confidence to be who you really are. This is a good point to drop in the card that I chose for today, and every day throughout this series I've chosen a card from the Universal Cards deck. I call them the angel cards. And each word, each day has been a word, but today I chose an image, and the image is an angel reaching for the stars. I love this card. This card is about going for it, doing what your heart truly desires. You might not yet know why you're here, but taking that first step in the direction of what your heart is saying is the way to find it. Taking a step away from what you don't want is a step towards what you do. reach for the stars. You are supported. You have your team of spirit beings that you chose before you jumped into this body. They're there, regardless if you believe it or regardless if you decide to interact with them. But if you do, you have a team, a powerhouse that knows you better than anybody in the physical plane. Ask for their support, ask for their guidance. When you're in your sacred place, in your inner sanctuary, your inner temple, call them in. Often in places like that, they come into more form because we tend to humanize these things and expect them to take on a human-like form, but really they're light with a certain personality. When you ask them to come forth, when you're in your sacred place, often they will take on a form that makes sense to you. Makes sense to our brains, because sometimes beings of light don't really make a whole lot of sense. Okay, so from our place, our sacred place, our inner sanctuary, surrounded by our team, as we reach for the stars, let's do some intentional breathing for the entire planet, for the entire everything, so that everybody has the courage to reach down into their heart and then bring that into their life and follow it. Step towards it. Be it. Do it. So we're going to breathe in, and whatever any breath that you choose, breathe in the light, breathe in the stars, breathe in the boldness it takes to follow your heart, and expand that out into your body, and out into all beings, in all places. And then exhale anything less than that. I want to see all beings free. Breathe in the light. Breathe it deep into your beingness. Breathe in the courage and the confidence. And the knowing that anything is possible. And you cannot fail at what you're here to do. And expand that out through all beings everywhere, everyone everywhere. Let's breathe for all of us. Breathe in the light for all of us. Breathe in the light for all beings everywhere. And exhale anything less than that. Know that we're in this together. We are a team. And on this day of the return of the light, rejoice in the light, dance in it. You all have it within you. You all have it. I'm sending light and love to you. Everywhere, everyone, everywhere, all beings. All beings that goes beyond the human world. Thank you for sharing these 11 days with me. Thank you for sharing this moment with me and creating this space, this powerful space to do this powerful work. Thank you for being willing to go within yourself and explore these places and expand out and share that with all that is. Remember our exercises. Remember to put your own spin on them. You don't have to follow any rules. Do what feels right. Do what feels right. Have a beautiful next year as you step closer and more into your light and expand that out into all that is. I can already feel it. Good work, people. Happy celebrating. Happy celebrating. And I'll see you next time, whenever that might be. Big hugs.